Welcome to Mysterious Streams, episode I forget.
Yeah, because we haven't done it in like 4 months.
So here's the deal. If you're one of the dozen listeners, we're sorry for the long hiatus. It was partially my fault.
I forget how it was your fault.
Oh, wow. I shouldn't even say anything at this point. No. So what happened is, I forget what the occasion was, but it was right around October. Which I think was the last month we did a podcast. So that's not too long ago.
Yes.
Just a couple months. But I forget what
it was like a year ago.
It was last year, that's for sure. but I was getting very drunk. And I was using I was drinking with my new drinking horn that I had gotten from backing a Kickstarter. This like Viking drinking horn thing. And
He spilt it on his computer, and it busted.
Yeah, so I got very excited. I was on my, like, I had gone out drinking, I came home, and I kept on drinking, and then with a while, I was gesturing, I was making a great point about something, probably really intelligent.
It probably really wasn't.
And then I knocked the beer over, and it went all over my keyboard, and apparently, whatever's inside a computer, I don't know, I'm not a doctor. apparently it's not beer proof.
Obviously not.
So my computer, immediately went into fits and spasms. It then broke, and then I had to get a new keyboard, and then I had to get the keyboard in the computer, but that wasn't even the end of it. Cause the computer still was kind of fucked up.
Oh, man. Then he had to find his operating system, and then he had to find,
oh man, it was a long, arduous process. It was a process. I didn't want to pay anyone to fix it. My brother's good with computers, but he already put the keyboard in, so I didn't really want to bother him about it with it. So I just kind of hammered my head against the wall until it finally
decided to start working again.
Yeah, all I had to do was completely wipe my hard drive and erase everything on my computer and start from square one. And it doesn't work perfect, but for a computer that's had a beer spilled on it,
works fairly well.
Yeah, so it does the blue screen of death like a couple times a week, but I just have to restart it and then it kicks in fine. My brother thinks it's some bad RAM. Is that a word you're
Which open? I don't know why you have goats in your in your computer, but whatever.
A little bit of a dad joke, but I guess I'll allow it. But so that's why where our podcast went, and then our work schedules never really matched up. And then when we weren't working, we weren't really feeling like podcasting.
Nope, but I was too lazy.
We're kicking off the new year, and we're going to start this podcast back up again with a fantastic episode that I'm really looking forward to. We looked at on Netflix, although we got HBO Go now.
Woo!
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, before we did this podcast, we only had Netflix, really, to access.
Well, we had Crackle, too, but you're such Crackle's a Netflix whore that we don't ever use anything else.
Crackle's garbage, but we have HBO now, so we can add HBO Go to
so
our...
So many scandalous things on HBO.
We can do the...
Taxi Cab Confessionals.
Yeah, we could do Taxi Cab Confessional episodes. Finger Bang. We won't be doing
that. We can do that one that's about that legal brothel in Vegas.
Oh, Cat House?
Yeah. I'm surprised you know the title of that.
I've never
seen
it.
Surprised, Innocent, Concerned.
I've never seen it. Innocent Face.
Yeah, right.
Oh man, you lost me. You got me thinking about HBO Erotica. Well, the point is that we can't.
We have more streaming services to our devices or
at our disposal.
That is what I was looking for.
It's okay.
It's been a long time. Sometimes words are hard.
It's been a long time since we've done this. It's understandable if you don't know how to use English anymore. But
HBO Go and then hard.
Amazon Prime. I'm really wanting to get that because Amazon Prime is Twilight Zone, which we wouldn't do an episode about, but I just really love Twilight Zone.
So, you literally watch Twilight Zone all the time without Amazon Prime.
I still, well, yeah, through other means, but I still have like a season and like I have to go. That's easier to just watch it streaming. Oh, I know.
Such a long-suffering. You're so long-suffering.
Anyway, the movie we'll be talking about today is Big Trouble in Little China. You can find this on Netflix streaming.
Of course.
I can highly recommend... not only streaming this movie, but I recommend buying it on Blu-ray, which I have done. And buy several copies in case one of them breaks and wears out. You can always have a backup, because that's how great this movie is.
You'll probably just want to break it over your knee.
No, it is... Big Trouble in Little China is a fantastic action movie. Now... You might just blend in your brain just because it didn't get well received when it was made, because
that's a big surprise.
I don't think a lot of people understood it or kind of knew where John Carpenter was coming from with his sense of humor.
I don't even know where John Carpenter's coming from.
Well, I'll be able to explain it to you a little bit better than maybe through my
work. See, listeners, we'll learn together about this movie.
So you can understand, I can help you understand, and we'll both come to an understanding. So, because I think this is a little bit more well-known film, we won't do the blow-by-blow recap that we usually do for these movies, but Big Trouble in Little China is about Jack Burton. He's a trucker for the Pork Chop Express. That's the name of his big rig.
Which sounds like a bad porno movie.
Yeah, and I would love a Pork Chop Express t-shirt.
Oh, by the way, word.
Just what's the next holiday?
Valentine's Day.
Martin Luther King Jr. birthday.
How is that racist?
Next holiday is Martin Luther King's birthday. It's this Monday.
I don't care about that. That's the next holiday. It's not even a holiday.
Oh, I don't care about that. It's not a holiday.
It's not even a holiday. It's not even like a real holiday. It's just
why? Just because you don't get Chinese?
Yes, exactly. Any holiday where it's not acceptable to give me a gift, I could give two shits about.
Well, the next holiday is Martin Luther King's birthday, and you are racist for not considering that a holiday. It's recognized by the federal government. Banks are closed.
I'll accept that.
All right, thank you.
I'll accept that I'm racist because I don't give a shit about Martin Luther King's birthday.
Oh, my gosh. I saw a great picture of him on crack where he was giving the middle finger to someone.
That's fantastic. I don't care.
Oh, my gosh. You are in a mood tonight. Our first podcast back. See, I got it.
Our first podcast back, and you make me watch a movie where I literally have no idea what's going on. We watched a foreign film that I was able to follow more closely than I was this movie.
Well, that's your mental degradation. That's not on me. I always tell my wife, the way you do improv, the way you let things flow, is you never tell someone no. It's always yes and. That's what I learned in improv class.
Guess what? This isn't an improv class. This is a podcast.
It's an improv. There's
no. No.
No. There's a little bit of improv going on here.
Yeah, because we don't have a script. We're just going off the fly. That's like the very definition.
Yeah, exactly. Did you just disagree? Did you just disagree with me and agree with me at the same time?
Yes.
I don't. That's females for you. I don't even know how that's even possible.
Let's get on with the movie.
So Jack Burton drives for the Pork Chop Express, and he's making his rounds, and he ends up in Chinatown, which is a routine spot for him, and he has some friends there that he's playing cards with.
I thought they were Asian truckers at first.
No, that was just his stop. And I think this is Chinatown in New York. This is not San Francisco Chinatown. This is...
I didn't even know New York had a Chinatown.
A lot of places have a Chinatown.
Why? It's not that great.
Because there's a lot of Chinamen. Chinamen means Chinatown.
I think that they're playing as a stereotype. And I'm offended.
Oh, yeah. For the person who just said they didn't care about Martin Luther King Day.
Yes. I don't like people playing to their stereotypes.
It's not a stereotype. It's just when immigrants come over, they clump together in one place and...
branch out.
It's just the way immigrants work.
Well, they need to work better at branching out.
Some branch out. They need
to blend in.
Blend in?
Yep.
Oh, man. So much racism. What do you mean blend in?
Blend in. Don't just all clump together, because then you look like exactly what you are.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know how to respond to this xenophobic rant.
Look, I just don't like people playing the stereotypes.
Stereotypes come from somewhere, Cookie. So
don't call me Cookie.
I think it's a good nickname.
I think that you're going to get punched in the face.
So Jack Burton is making his rounds, and he ends up involved in a battle that's going to decide the fate of the planet. I think the fate of the world is on hand.
You're not even going to explain how he's going to be involved in this?
Well, that's what I'm doing right now. There is a kidnapped woman with green eyes. There is ninjas.
Because apparently Asian women with green eyes is very rare. Which is actually kind of true. Memoirs of a Geisha, that was her whole shtick.
Yeah. I mean, kind of true. It is true. Mm. It's not just kind of true.
They can get contacts.
Well, that's not legit.
Doesn't matter. Who the hell's going to know? It's not like you're going to tell them, like, oh, by the way, these aren't really my real eyes.
Well, yeah, but it's not the same.
I beg to differ.
I mean, we can all watch the new Tila Tequila porno video and touch ourselves. But that doesn't mean we've been with Tila Tequila.
Oh, that's not even the same thing.
Exactly.
Oh, you're terrible at analogies.
Well, Tila Tequila's Asian.
She's not even human.
Saying she's a tattooed Asian dwarf slut?
I'm saying that she's something that's out of a fucking horror movie.
Have you seen her Facebook?
No.
I liked her on Facebook only because...
Didn't she have like a picture of herself as Hitler or something?
Okay, so here's the thing on a bunny trail. Tila Tequila was a kind of a prominent MySpace model. She almost was like the face of MySpace for a while. She just rose to fame for posing in pictures and...
Oh, you mean like every other famous whore in Hollywood now?
Well, no. Back then in MySpace, it was very unique because not a lot of celebrities or models were on. Oh, you know what? I'll fight you. Let me tell my story.
Okay.
So Tila Tequila was one of the first, like, oh, you're friends with Tila Tequila. And she would post blogs and stuff. And so she rose to prominence. She got a Maxim cover magazine, and she got her own reality show, and then just her entire career dovetailed because she really had nothing to offer past that, because then everyone started doing what she did. Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Was she the chick that got, like, basically attacked at a Juggalo concert?
Yeah, then she started an ill-fated singing career, which, for a singer, it's very important to protect your image.
Because nobody's going to buy your shit if they think that you're a whore.
Yeah, you kind of put yourself in controlled situations, and then she decided to open for the Juggalos. And they just literally threw shit at her. Well,
good.
Then,
respect out to the fam. Whoop, whoop.
So then, that's only Tila Tequila's a rise and fall. But lately, she's been posting a lot of anti-Semitic, kind of like it's a weird blend of conspiracies and religion.
Did you read her open letter to the Illuminati?
Yeah. See, it's like a weird combination of like spirituality, conspiracy theories, anti-Israel, anti-Jews, pro-Hitler, believe it or not.
Which is weird, because she's, like, not Hitler's ideal at all.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm wondering if she's just doing it just well, to no, be ironic.
She's saying that Hitler was misunderstood. That there's another side. There's another side to the story.
He did do amazing paintings.
Yeah, he was a painter, and he grew a solid mustache as well and gave a good speech. So that's what her point is. And so if you are on Facebook and you want to just be exposed to her craziness, I might have been blocked to her because I post sarcastic comments on her stuff all the time. But
you mean she blocked you?
No, yeah, I'm saying she might have blocked me because I'm just, I always snark on her stuff. But if you think she's freaky, you should see the people who like worship her still on her Facebook page. Like, oh yeah, Tila, you're speaking the truth. You're like the greatest. You're so smart. They freak me out.
See, we gotta do what we should have done to Hitler. We gotta nip this shit in the bud, son.
We didn't nip Hitler in the bud.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying we gotta do what we didn't do with Hitler with this.
You think she could be the next Hitler?
I think that she has enough crazy fucking people to have a bit of a problem. To be a bit of a problem.
Well, thankfully, I think most of them are shut-ins and they live in...
You say that now.
A Unabomber-style shack.
Yeah, well, yeah, look what happened with the Unabomber.
Hey, it was cool. So
how the hell did we get back on this?
Back to the movie. So Jack Burton is involved in this huge thing with kidnapped women, kidnapped girlfriends, the end of the world, demons, spirits, ninjas, gangsters, everything. The thing that makes Big Trouble in Little China unique. And
he is absolutely worthless.
He is a sidekick. Jack Burton is not the main hero. His friend.
Which I think it's funny because if you look at the DVD case, he's like really prominent on it to make it seem like he's a hero.
It's all kind of this weird joke that John Carpenter made where the white man, the gajin in this situation.
The what?
Gajin is Japanese for white. Which is, we're watching a Chinese movie, but still. Well, anyway.
I'm going to offend a lot of Asians.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I'm going to top you, and I don't care about MLK. But Jack Burton is the supporting character. He's the comic relief. He doesn't achieve a whole lot.
At one point, they're right in the middle of this huge climatic battle. It's a battle to end all battles in the movie. The idiot shoots his gun in the air, knocks off a bit of the ceiling, and knocks himself out.
Yeah, he. I mean, it's funny stuff. That's what the sidekick usually does, but...
I don't know. Robin never knocked himself out.
Well, Robin got himself in a lot of situations, I think.
Robin did get himself killed, so maybe my argument is invalid.
Yeah, he got himself beat to death with a crowbar.
Yeah, well, look, nobody's going to top the Joker except for Batman.
Superman punched a hole in him.
That's because Superman's an asshole.
Oh, I think he deserves it. The main character, the main hero, is a guy by the name of Wang. And he...
Because that's not funny at all.
It's pretty funny. And he does all the heroics. He does all the...
I love Wang. Yikes. Wait, I love the character. I should say that. I should never say that again.
I'm just going to
I just had an Arrested Development moment.
Got to be a better way to say that.
Oh, I just blew myself.
And so that's how the whole rest of the movie goes. Jack Burton is a fantastic...
He's an asshole.
He's a fantastic character. He's funny.
He is fantastic. He's so well written.
It's kind of like a mix of cowardice and sweetness, and he even gets a look on his face. There's one point in the movie where they get in one of their first battles, and he shoots someone, and he kind of gets a look on his face like he's going to throw up. And like one of the ninja guys goes, well, you never plugged anyone before? And he kind of just goes, yeah, of course I have. Like it clearly.
Something you see teenagers do, and they're like, wait, you've never done this before?
Yeah, like, what? You haven't killed anyone? And so it's a great look that he gets on it on his face. Like, he's filled with so much bullshit that this is the first situation you can sense that he's actually gotten himself
into.
Shit
has actually gotten real.
Yeah, he tells, he drives up and down the highways on his CB, telling all these stories about fighting 8-foot men, and this is what Jack Burton does, and listen to your old pal Jack Burton, but it's all a bunch of hot air. It's kind of, if I can compare him to any other character, is Ash from Evil Dead.
Oh, I love Ash.
So it's kind of that interesting
just
mix.
Just such a bravado that he has.
Bravado, cowardice, and humor that I think is really hard to strike. And you need the perfect actor to pull it off. And both Bruce Campbell and Kurt Russell pull it off very well.
I think it's just a little bit better with Kurt Russell because you could see Bruce Campbell being that kind of person in real life. Just the way he looks and just the way, like when we saw him at WonderCon, just the way he is. But, like, Kurt Russell, you normally see him in movies where he's the tough guy. He's the hero, so.
Yeah, it's more subversive to the roles he usually plays. Like, even in other, I almost said Tim Burton, but I hate Tim Burton. Either in, I got Jack Burton on the ring. Either in other John Carpenter films, you know, like, The Thing.
Uh-huh, exactly.
You see Kurt Russell as the square-jawed,
hero,
tough guy.
Manly man.
Tough guy that usually is.
And, so to see him in this kind of role, it just, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's even one point where he goes completely nerdy when he has to sneak into a whorehouse. And he puts on
that
some...
That was probably my favorite part of the
He puts
movie.
On some glasses to pretend to be a John visiting this escort service. And so it's a great...
Just the way he babbles on while he's just disrobing just makes me laugh so hard.
There's also a great, my favorite piece of trivia in this scene, or in this movie, is there's a scene where right before the big battle, they all take a swig from this jug that's going to give them equal footing with the spiritual bad guys, the supernatural ones. And they all pile into an elevator after they take this drink and they kind of act a little drunk. Well, all the actors got really high before that scene, and you can see it in their face. They're all kind of baked. Even, like, the supporting actors, they don't even have lines. They're kind of
just kind of like, yeah.
It's
that
a...
makes me laugh.
See, I'm kind of more convinced swaying you that this movie was worthwhile as we go along.
There's more funny things in this movie that I didn't think so at first, but now that I'm thinking about it. It was the same way with Napoleon Dynamite. I hated that movie when I first saw it.
Well, some movies you need to watch multiple times. And Big Trouble in Little China is one of those movies. And I kind of like this about movies and art and things in general, where you have all these factors that go into a movie before it comes out, if it's a success or not, you know, how mm-hmm. it's marketed, its commercials, the time of year it comes out, what other movies are coming out with it. All these mitigating factors that's really hard to control, that is completely random almost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the great equalizer is time. Time passes, and either people remember movies or they don't. And some movies go away, and people don't really remember them for good reasons, because they sucked or they weren't that memorable. And some movies like Big Trouble in Little China...
They get, like, almost a cult following.
They weren't well-received when they came out, but it just is such an endearing film, and it holds up so well that it continues to be popular, and it keeps on getting reissued on DVD and Blu-ray, so someone's making money off it still. There's special editions. I'm sure there's going to be a 20th year
evidenced
anniversary.
By the fact that you literally have two copies of this movie.
Well, I have one copy on DVD, which DVDs are garbage, so I don't like DVDs anymore. And then one copy on Blu-ray, which I guess will be garbage when whatever comes out replaces Blu-ray. But I don't care, because Blu-rays...
They're just going to download movies into our mind.
Holograms?
Yep.
Oh, I would so watch Big Trouble in Little China on hologram.
Oh my god. I'm just going to come home one day and just watch you, like, karate chopping the air, aren't I?
More than likely.
Oh my god.
Holograms won't even have anything to do with that.
Oh my word.
So that's Big Trouble in Little China.
I do have to say, the end of this movie, he, of course, Jack Burton, has a very, how would you describe their encounter in the elevator? Him and that chick.
Oh, when they're making out?
Yeah.
A romantic encounter?
I guess. But afterwards, she's, of course, expecting the relationship to go beyond that. And he's just like, nah, dog, I'm good. He's very, very Han Solo-ish.
Yeah, that's true. Harrison Ford, another guy who played a good coward / hero.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah, I don't even like Star Wars, and I made that pool.
Well, you should like Star Wars.
I hate Star Wars.
You should love it.
I should hate it for the rest of my life.
So we're going to...
But he's just like, one of the characters, I guess her journalist friend or whatever, she asks him, you're not even going to kiss her goodbye? And he just takes a beat and just kind of looks at her and he's like, nope.
And that's Jack Burton who says that, yep. He's a trucker. I mean, don't let your son's growth be cowboys, and don't let your girls grow up to kiss truckers, I think is how the song goes.
That's not how the song goes.
It's the unedited version.
It's not the unedited version of
anything. All right, so that's our welcome back episode, Mysterious Streams, Big Trouble in Little China. We hope you enjoyed it. We're keeping it short to a little over 21 minutes. And yeah, next week, well, you don't know this movie. I've never seen this film, and I'm looking forward to it. We're going to do Ninja 2. A big action ninja film that's getting a lot of raves. It's on Netflix Instant Viewing already.
Wait, what was it again? I got distracted.
Ninja 2.
Oh my
like
God.
Like the Terror or something like that.
Why can't we watch Ninja 1 and then watch Ninja 2?
I don't. Ninja 1's not on Netflix, so it wouldn't fit the podcast. And it doesn't really matter. It's about ninjas. So Ninja 2.
I will say this. I did find the element of gunslinging ninjas in Big Trouble Little China to be really funny.
Yeah, it's a really good mixture. It's one of the things. The style of the film is very original.
I just like gunslinging ninjas, and I like to say that.
All right, so Ninja 2 is what we'll be watching next. So if you want to watch,
does it have gunslinging ninjas?
I have no idea what this movie
has. I need you to find out if they do, because then it will determine whether or not I will like it.
I will let you watch it for the first time with me. So that is the film. That's the episode. Thank you for listening. If you're one of the dozen listeners we abandoned, I am so sorry. We hope not to take a long break like that again. If you want to email me,
just hope and pray that Nick doesn't.
You know what? I was also thinking.
Drop beer on his computer again.
I was also thinking, don't email me because that's kind of arcane. I barely check my email. If you want to get a hold of me,
follow him on Twitter.
Find me on Twitter. You can follow me at mimekiller@twitter.com. I'm a little bit of an uncouth slob on Twitter.
He's an asshole on Twitter.
Oh, it's.
He's an asshole. He's already been put in Twitter jail.
Twitter jail sucks. I hate it. You have to sign an oath saying you won't make fun of anyone. And then, of course, I lie, but. Twitter jail is the worst. So, yeah, please tweet me. And
if you would like to talk to someone a little more civilized, you can find me at MrsMimeKiller@twitter.com.
Yep, and thanks again. And our podcast on Find Us and Rate Us on iTunes, Find Us and Rate Us on Podmatic.com. And go,
of course, you can find us at The Critic's Word.
The Critic's Word. Sorry about the long break, Clifford, although you didn't really bug me too much, so maybe you forgot about us.
I hope not. I'll like being on that page.
Clifford, I love you, and I won't bring this up, and I'll know you listen to this episode if you bring this up at the end of it. If you don't bring it up, know that I hate you. But you won't know that, because I won't tell you that either.
Oh my word, you're going to get us kicked off and put in Critics Word Jail.
Oh, I bet Critics Word Jail is even worse than Twitter Jail.
Probably.
All right, well, have a great day, have a great week. Thanks for coming back, and Ninja 2, talk to you next time.
Adios.